1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. This terrible story here from Los Angeles. In the wake of the fatal police shooting of a man wielding a toy gun at a Halloween party, the L.A. Police Department is once again on the defensive as the victim's friends question why the officer pulled the trigger. Anthony Dwayne Lee's friends plan to hold a vigil tonight outside the police division where Officer Terrell Hopper is stationed. Some question whether Hopper was guilty of racial profiling. This was a man at a party in West Los Angeles, and he was dressed in a police officer uniform, apparently, but he had a very realistic-looking fake gun. The cops arrived at a Benedict Canyon mansion about 1 o'clock on Saturday. They were searching for the owner. Apparently, they saw a guy pointing a gun. He was wearing a black sweatshirt, a black vest, and tan pants, according to the coroner's office. This gentleman, Mr. Lee, was not immediately clear if he was wearing a mask or other elements of a costume, and had this plastic gun, this thing that was a replica. It might have been a movie set replica that they had. So this is a terrible thing. Police officers who, I don't believe, and I never will believe, that, you know, on the whole and on the average, cops like shooting people. And I'm sure that it's devastating for a police officer to shoot a man whom they thought was armed and they find out later that he wasn't. Dave Oliva is a young student at L.A. Mission College. He's studying law enforcement. He does have aspirations to be a police officer someday, and he's joining us on our newsmaker line now from Los Angeles to talk a little bit about this terrible shooting and how police might be able to keep from these things happening in the future. I mean, how do you identify someone as holding a fake gun, Mr. Oliver?
Well, Mr. Ernie, first of all, I want to say that I don't want to comment directly on that particular situation, and I want to also say that I not only want to be a police officer, but I want to be a LAPD police officer. That's my number one priority.
Okay.
Having said that, I know there are a lot of kids on Halloween, and they're wearing vampire suits and different suits. The LAPD, as with any police officer, is trained to respond to potentially dangerous situations. It was dangerous. Halloween is a dangerous time. I feel bad. You have a lot of different shapes and sizes in the dark, as opposed to any other time of the year when all you are looking at, like you're looking at one normal size, but on Halloween you're seeing all kinds of people who wear a big head costume or a guy with a big head suit. Halloween, all bets are off. Now there are people in vampire suits. Some people, yes, will be dressed in police costumes, and other people also in Frankenstein suits. It all gets blurred together.
Okay, Dave, without you, it sounds like you're reading a prepared statement.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous. I did write down a few things.
Okay. But the question is, how do the police avoid this? Aren't their toy guns supposed to be painted with an orange barrel? Aren't prop guns supposed to be identified as such?
Mr. Henry, I study law enforcement at L.A. Mission College, and Halloween has been a dangerous time for many reasons. But the number one reason is that Halloween, if you're confronted with a perpetrator in a vampire suit, the instinct would be to shoot. Wouldn't you shoot a vampire? I mean, I may be asking the wrong...
Are you asking me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd shoot a vampire, man. I mean, if there really was a vampire, I suppose shooting him wouldn't do any good. I guess I'd be looking around for a wooden stake. So what are you saying?
I'm saying the police are on hyper alert around Halloween because you don't know what's coming out of the dark at you. A guy in a ghost costume, or is it a guy in a ghost suit? Or if he's wearing a ghost suit, then you know he's not a real ghost. But by the same token...
All right, let's say there's such a thing as ghosts. Do you think shooting a ghost is... are you telling me the LAPD is out there shooting...
No, sir, I'm not saying they're out shooting ghosts, but I'm saying there's a lot of... You don't know who is a real vampire or who's a guy just going out to get candy or something, you know?
Well, you look at the Los Angeles police, Chicago police, New York police, Philadelphia police, Orlando police, or whatever police department's out there, doesn't have, I'm sure, a policy regarding shooting vampires, per se, but I'm sure they have a policy against dangerous assailants.
Yes, sir, that's the point I'm trying to make. They all have a policy about dangerous assailants. I'm going to say this. If I were a police officer and I saw someone pointing a toy gun, I would ascertain and find out whether it was a toy gun.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to ask you. How do you do that?
Unfortunately, Mr. Henry, I don't think there's any clear-cut way. There is one method that I have been working on as part of my law enforcement class.
And that was the one you were going to propose the LA Police Academy, correct?
That is correct, sir. Yes.
Okay. This is a policy whereby the officer has to discharge his weapon but does not hit the perpetrator, right?
Yes, sir. If someone you think has a toy gun but you're not sure is a toy gun, I believe you should make the perpetrator commit.
All right. How do you do that?
What you do is you fire four rounds, only four rounds, at his feet. And I'm sure you've seen Westerns or you've seen television shows of cowboys where they say, I want to make you dance. Okay, this is basically based on that. We all remember the TV shows as young children and young people, too. We saw a cowboy would make a guy dance. I took that and I incorporated it into my law enforcement studies. And I thought to myself, how could I incorporate that into my law enforcement studies? Here's how. If you shoot four times at the person's feet, they'll dance. Now, if they're holding a fake gun, they'll drop it and say, hey, man, you know, why are you making me dance? I'm holding a fake gun. If they're holding a real gun,
they'll shoot back.
They'll shoot back. You got it. Okay? Now, that's the Dave Oliva twist. That's why I call that, do you want to dance? I mean, it's a commitment procedure.
Okay, what you're saying as a police officer who thinks maybe a guy has a fake gun but isn't sure.
Yes, sir.
Will fire four rounds at his feet.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right. This is to make him dance.
That is correct. Because when he starts to dance, basically the officer can say, let's see you dance. I want to make you dance. If the perp is holding a plastic water gun, he'll drop it and start saying, you know, hey, man, don't make me dance. You know, I don't have no gun. If he has a real gun, he will fire at the police officer. Okay, this is called any officer who is confronted with a perpetrator who is not sure he has a gun can initiate the Do You Want to Dance commitment procedure. It's something that I invented. I came up with it. I think it's bitching, and I do believe it'll get me into the LAPD Police Academy.
Okay, we're talking with Dave Oliva. He studies law enforcement at LA Mission College. We're talking about how police officers can find out whether someone is holding a real gun or a fake gun. And he has reached back into the days of old-time Western television. And you call this the Do You Want to Dance?
Yes, sir. You know, a police officer can say, I'm going to make you dance, or Do You Want to Dance, or Let's See You Dance, or something like that. But by firing at the guy's feet, then you can see.
I mean, I think it's a little far-fetched.
Well, I mean, we got to do something because, I mean, people are out there with fake guns. And I don't, you ask me.
I know, I just think it's far-fetched firing at a guy's feet. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. So if a guy has a fake gun, what you're basically doing is you want to see, without killing him, whether he has bullets in that gun.
That's right. You don't want to kill him. What you want to do is get him to fire at you, okay? And if he has a real gun, okay, you'll get shot. But at least you know it's real.
Yeah.
And if it's fake, then he'll drop it and go, please don't make me dance.
But you'll get shot if it's real.
You will get shot, but chances are you will not get shot.
And why?
Because he'll be off balance dancing. Okay, that's the beauty of the Do You Want to Dance technique. He's dancing, he can't fire off a good straight shot. So I don't know what you think about that. But
well...
I mean...
Yeah, hold on. There you go. It's called the Do You Want to Dance Commitment Procedure. Is this guy for real? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Look, somebody's got to do something. I know it's just as crazy for a police officer to have to confront someone who is, you know, perhaps with a gun, without, they don't know, it's a plastic gun, and then they shoot and they find out the guy was holding a fake gun. I mean, it's the guy's dead and the officer is forever wondering how or why, and, you know, it's careers are ruined. Lives not only end, careers are completely ruined. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Dave Oliva, who is a aspiring Los Angeles police officer, goes to LA Mission College, and has come up with a technique whereby you can find out if the gun's real or not. This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This guy just called here on the Phil Henry Show, and he said, yeah, what kind of dance do they do? Like, in West L.A., do they do the gay dance? And then do they do the Mexican dance? And I went, ah, that's hysterical, sir. And then I hung up on him. 1-800-449, oh, that's some great material. I said, call up Comover. He can use that. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Dave Oliva, who is a aspiring Los Angeles police officer. I'm going to get serious here, Mr. Oliva, and say that while I know you feel the pain of any officer involved in a shooting whereby the person he shoots is holding a fake gun or a plastic gun, and many times this involves children.
That's correct, Mr. Henry.
By the same token, firing at their feet to make them dance.
Well, what you're trying to do is get them off balance, is all I'm saying, okay?
And are you going to fire at the feet of a kid? What if it's a little boy? And for God's sake, we've seen so many of these stories where it's the kid, the person holding the gun was a child.
That's the chance that you have to take. I mean, I would rather fire at the feet of a kid than put one between his eyes. I mean, that's bad. That's bad. I wouldn't want not want to do that to no kid, okay? But by the same token, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, are you going to stand there and let the kid shoot you? Because if the kid shot me, I would shoot him back like 50 more times than he shot me. Because that would definitely piss me. I mean, excuse my language, but that would make me angry, okay? And then, even if it was a little tiny kid, I'd empty both chambers of my guns into him. Because I would be...
You're talking about shooting a child.
But he shot me too. Okay?
All right, never mind. Forget about that. Whether the kid had a real gun, all right. But I was talking about kids who have fake guns. That's all I was talking about.
Okay, I mean, that's all I'm trying to say.
Okay, here is Fullerton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yeah, this guy's nuts. Okay, first of all, I'd
step on the kid's head and crush his skull if he shot me. Because even though it's a little tiny kid... Yeah, I'm right here, but hold on.
Okay, well, listen,
you can't
shoot at somebody's feet. Okay, if you're a cop, because you could misfire.
Are you police?
You could hit them. No, I'm not in the police.
Well, how do you know then?
Because I know that people misfire all the time, cops and everybody else. You cannot shoot at somebody's feet. I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, if you have training.
Make them dance.
Ma'am, if you have training.
Are you out of your mind?
Do you have weapons training?
Excuse me,
do you have weapons training?
Are you going to?
Do you have weapons training?
What college are you going to?
I said I go to L.A. Mission College.
L.A. Mission College?
Do you have weapons training?
Are you enrolled in the LAPD right now in their training program?
Do you have weapons training?
Have you taken the
test? Okay, so in other words, she doesn't.
Have you taken the test?
And she doesn't understand how weapons work, okay?
Yes,
and
I do know
proper,
how weapons work.
And proper weapon control
and
properly
aiming
it can do it, okay?
What?
All right, but to answer his question, you haven't answered it, ma'am. You don't know anything about guns, correct?
Yes, I know how. I know
what do you know about guns?
Trigger,
what do you know about?
Fire,
what do you know?
You
in other words, you don't know anything. Thanks for calling. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah, see, that's some bitch who doesn't know.
Okay, watch your language, all right?
I'm sorry, sir, but that bitch came up.
Watch your language, okay? Miami, hello.
Hi, there's a lot of things that this gentleman hasn't considered. Number one, you shoot a round at the ground, and you have no idea where that round's going to ricochet to, what type of injury, death, or damage it's
going to occur. I'm studying to be LAPD one day, okay? So, what do you know about it?
Well, I'm a law enforcement officer, and any law enforcement officer is not going to shoot a round at the ground. Here in Florida, we're not entitled to warn people. We can't shoot warning shots, and that would be akin to a warning shot.
Have you ever made anybody dance?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever made anyone dance?
No, I've been lucky. I have never had to discharge my firearm.
Well, okay. But someday you may see some kid who has a fake gun, and you may want to discharge your weapon, you know, the weapon that you have. And what if it's a fake gun, okay? I'm saying you can shoot at the ground and make the kid dance to see, you know, if it's for real or not.
You have to understand that also the toy industry has made a concerted effort in order to try to make some of these fake firearms identifiable, like putting red blocks on the barrel so that they're more easily identifiable.
I think what
the
this,
one thing I tell the officers at the end of roll call is to be safe, and the only thing that they truly have to do is go home at the end of their shift.
That's true. And what this officer's saying is you're going to get ricochet, okay?
That's true, Phil, but one thing he's not thinking about and one thing that you're not thinking about is something else, okay?
I'm thinking about the officer going home. He shouldn't have to take the chance.
The one thing that both you guys are not thinking about is what if they're standing on grass or dirt? The bullet will lodge in there.
Well, that's your opinion that it'll lodge in there. unsafe practice.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, okay, man. If it lodges in the dirt.
I don't need to be laughed at.
I'm not trying to laugh at you, but by the same token, you're hoping for a whole lot of stuff to happen here. You're hoping for it lodging in the dirt. You're hoping that the kid who is being made to dance is so off balance that he won't shoot you.
That's right, because that's what I'm banking on. He'll be dancing, and he'll be like, and then he'll try to shoot at me, but he'll be off balance. In the meantime, if he goes to shoot me, I will, man, you will not believe how many bullets I will shoot into him. You will not believe it.
If he raises his, once the guy's dancing, because you're shooting at the ground.
Right.
And he raises his weapon, you have to raise your weapon up, right?
That's correct.
Okay, now he's not dancing anymore, okay?
But yeah, he's off balance, though.
But he's raised his weapon.
And then I'm going to just unload into him.
Well, I don't get it, man. I don't think it's possible. I don't know. Here it.
Well, Mr. Henry, you don't study law enforcement like me do.
Like me do?
I mean, like I do. You don't understand it.
Here is Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to say that I think that this man trying to make people dance is just really ridiculous to me.
Well, how else are you going to know if it's a plastic gun or something?
May I finish, please?
Okay.
I would like to say that I believe that all of the law enforcement across the country does have policies, and I think we need to ask our police officers to follow the policies that are there. Whatever happened to the good old-fashioned stop police, drop your weapon or I will shoot? Those policies
That's
are
on
there.
TV. That's only on TV.
And I have one other remark.
That's only on TV, man. But I can make a guy dance the Macarena, and I'd like to see somebody hit me while he's dancing the Macarena.
Excuse me, officer.
Could you shoot somebody? Could you shoot somebody if you was dancing the Macarena? The answer is no.
Excuse me, officer. I'd like to finish.
He's not a cop, ma'am. He's a student at L.A. Mission College, correct?
Well, I guess my point here is
that
I understood that this
officer... you're not.
This officer shot through a window.
No, the cop in L.A. shot through a window.
Yes, and I think that's the problem. There are policies. I am certain there are policies that police officers are not supposed to shoot through windows at people.
In L.A., this is Wild West out here. This ain't no Pennsylvania Dutch town, okay?
And, sir,
this is Wild West out in L.A., man.
To contribute and, to the further death of other people.
You know, if you out in the West, we'll make you dance. Hey, out west,
we
make you dance.
Civilization to continue the Wild West.
Well, ma'am,
we're
out west.
More intelligent than that.
Out west, we make them dance. Okay, and if they don't,
we don't make them dance out west. Okay, the guy was shooting.
Yeah, we do. Or you could look at any Western TV television program that you want to talk about.
Well, this is supposed to be a civilized society we live in now, sir.
Hey, man, you
and
know,
I have to say, I own a firearm.
You don't dance, you lose. You don't dance, you
I
lose.
I own a firearm, and I know, and I've had training in discharging a firearm.
And I know and how to make, I know how to determine
home,
whether or not you got a firearm. I'll make you dance. And
sir,
I hope you dance
if
good.
If I'm within my home, where my firearm is supposed to be,
yeah,
and a policeman shoots me through my window,
you're dead.
We have a real problem on our hands.
No, you got the problem.
And I
you're
think
dead.
That's the
the policeman's doing fine.
Well, wait
but
a second.
With your
the lady
said he should shoot at my feet through
yeah
my window.
And you know what
the
would happen then?
The bottom line is he has no right to shoot at me.
If you're holding a gun and you are pointing that gun at that police officer, he's going to shoot and make you dance.
Sir, he wasn't pointing it at the police officer, and he was.
Well, wait a second. Now, according to the police, he was pointing this prop weapon at them. Now, whether or not that's true, that's what the police claim. They also claim that their identification were their badges, their uniforms, and their flashlights, and yelling "Stop police!" was an unnecessary form of communication.
Yeah, I mean, they got a badge on, hello, LAPD, hello. You know, a black and white car? I think that's the police. I mean, I could be wrong.
I understand that, sir.
Well, but by the same
but
token...
your method is only going to contribute to the needless death of other people
get,
in this world.
They're going
to
dance the Watusi, don't stop.
All right, hold 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio on Thursday. And if you'd like to go see us broadcast live, show up. Around 2 o'clock, they'll start forming a line, if a line forms. I don't know how many people are going to want to get in. Nobody, according to Craig. No, just be an old lady there with a bag and a cane going, I don't know if they have the Jack Benny retrospective. And you can stand behind her, and that'll make two of you. They'll start forming whatever line they form, and then we start the show at 4, and then you can come in and you can see, and it'll be fun. We hope for you. It's always fun for us to do our show. It's a little nerve-wracking, a little tense. Sometimes I bleed, you know, when I have a bowel movement. But other than that, no, I'm just kidding. I'm fine. Although last night I had like a half a bottle of Tums. What's that all about? Oh, it was Sunday night. Well, you know, it's that old homework reflex. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Dave Oliva, and we're talking about a tragic occurrence. We're really not talking about that, but there was a shooting involving a Los Angeles police officer and a partygoer, apparently not armed with anything more than a prop gun, a fake gun, a toy gun. Call it what you will, it wasn't real. This has happened before. Dave, you're taking law enforcement. You're not a cop, though. We've had a lot of people think that you're a cop, right?
Well, I mean, I appreciate them thinking I'm a cop, but someday I hope to be LAPD, but no, I'm not. But my technique to make them dance is one in which I think a lot of lives can be saved. And that guy who said that there'll be bullets ricocheting off of the cement, I told him all about that.
I know. You said it would stick in the dirt or in the grass.
That's right. The do you want to dance compliance technique should only be used probably only on football fields, you know, and that's the only place.
Okay, well,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So you can't.
Okay, so how would that help that cop last night?
Last night, he was shooting where?
Into a house.
Okay, you probably can't make him dance on hardwood. Was it a hardwood floor or was it like that Spanish tile?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's an old house. Maybe it was hardwood.
Well, then I'm going to say the best thing to do is if someone points a fake gun at you, make sure it's on a baseball field or on a football field.
Okay, so the next time someone points a fake gun at a cop, make sure it's at the Rose Bowl. Is that it?
I would say the Pasadena Police, yes. I would say to the Pasadena PD, make sure you're at the Rose Bowl, or I guess. I don't know. What?
Nothing, man. I'm, you know, I'm listening.
I've studied law enforcement my whole life, Mr. Henry.
I understand that. I have a hard time understanding what you're saying with regard to this make them dance thing. St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you? I've been in law enforcement.
Can't hear you, Ace. Speak up.
I've been in law enforcement for over 34 years.
There you go.
I'm a retired police officer. I am currently a law enforcement firearms trainer.
Are you currently a law enforcement police officer?
I'm currently a law enforcement firearm trainer.
Okay, so you're not a police?
I am no longer a police officer. I am retired. I've been a police officer for over 20 years. I've been in 9 different gun battles. I've done many, many experiences.
Did you ever try that whole dance thing? Did you make anybody dance?
No, I have not. And if you will just wait a minute and listen, you will hear what I have to say.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if you've had no experience.
Let him talk about it, though, okay?
If there's
a park nearby, ask the guy with the toy gun to stand in the grass.
I assure you.
Yeah?
That a bullet will ricochet on any surface, no matter what it is.
What about grass?
You cannot be firing bullets around, endangering innocent people's lives.
What about sod?
Under any circumstance.
What about sod?
Off of any surface, a bullet will ricochet.
Off of soft sod?
Off of any surface, a bullet will ricochet.
Okay, I think you're wrong.
Well, he may be wrong, but that's his experience.
I know I am not wrong, my friend, because
you tried to make a guy dance one time.
I have done many tests with firearms, and I am a firearm trainer for many years, and I know a lot more about what I'm talking about than you do.
Well, wait a second. You must have tried it at one time, and it didn't work.
It's not going
to
work.
Well, how else would you know unless you tried to make a guy dance?
Why would I try to make somebody dance when I already know I'm creating a hazardous situation?
Because
now, that would be ridiculous.
That's if the guy holds a gun and you're not sure. What if you make him dance on a stack of newspapers?
The guy points a gun at me, I'm going to shoot at him. Period.
Yeah. What if it's a fake gun? What if it's a fake gun?
Then he shouldn't have pointed it at me.
Yeah, but now you got all this crap, man. This dude's got to deal with this for. He's going to be
buried
in paperwork,
all this
man.
Crap. Maybe I'll have all this crap, but I'll be alive and have all that crap.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if he was standing on a stack of newspapers? Could you make him dance then?
I wouldn't fire a weapon at in gameplay at anybody for any reason under any circumstance.
What do you mean a stack of newspapers?
This guy's saying that he wouldn't shoot a bullet off of nothing. I'm saying it would stick. Like if the guy was standing on a bale of hay. Okay? Right?
This conversation...
No,
nowhere.
No, come on, man.
The point that I needed
come
to
on.
Make was made.
You could make a guy
you are not gonna. You are not gonna understand
if
under any circumstances.
Will you listen
the
to this
reality
officer?
Of what you're talking
the
about.
The officer is saying you can't shoot bullets into any material.
A bale of hay, you can't shoot it, man. I don't know what you're
there
shooting
with.
There
is a possibility that it will ricochet.
Off
yes,
of, off of hay.
Absolutely. A possibility that it will.
That's like saying it would ricochet off a feather, man. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
Well,
you tell me ricochet off a pillow? What?
While you're standing there deciding whether it'll ricochet, you'll be dead. Take
I'm not. That's the
it.
Whole thing, man. I'm not going to stand. I'm not going to decide. I'm going to start firing and make him dance.
Yeah, that's right. And you're going to
hey,
kill
you know
a lot
what?
Of innocent people.
What if the dude's standing on a bed?
Well, Phil.
You know, look
me,
at look at Dave.
This,
now hold on. Let me say this, Dave. Don't be an idiot. If you got a guy who's got a gun and it's a fake gun and you don't know whether it's real or not, and you're waiting for this cat to stand on a bed or a bale of hay, where are you? Is some guy with a fake gun at the Churchill Downs? Is that it? Report of a man with a gun in the stable.
You know, Mr. Henry, a man died this past weekend. And
I understand the tragedy of that, and I think it's very tragic, especially for the officer involved. What's that got to do with a guy standing on a bale of hay?
Okay, I'm trying to come up with answers, and all you people know how to do is shoot them down.
Hey, Phil, let me just
yes,
say
sir.
One thing before I...
Get it?
Anybody,
shoot them down?
To anybody in the future, and hopefully to a situation where there or a party is going on.
Yeah,
that those people know the police are coming.
Okay.
That could be one way to prevent something like happened the other day happening again. From what I understand, there is a possibility that guy did not know they were real police.
What if they were standing on sponges?
All right. Thank you very much. You trying to be a smartass?
No. I can't believe this guy says you can't make a guy dance on sponge.
He didn't say sponge, but I bet you he probably would have said, no, you can't. Alabama on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
I'm frightened, and I don't want to offend the man because I don't want
Thank
it to hurt me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
But I you scare me if you're going to someday be an LAPD police officer.
Why? You're in Alabama. What do you got to worry about?
We have just as much crime as any place else.
Yeah, but you don't have LAPD out there.
Well, but
all right.
And I would not want to live. I would not move to LA if there was any chance that the police officers were going to be taking the stance and the attitude that you are. You scare me to death.
Can you afford to live out here?
What does that have to do with it, sir?
Well, you wouldn't move out here if you couldn't afford it.
But I wouldn't move out. Yeah, I could afford it, but I would not move out there if I had any chance of you being a police officer.
Well, they just had an article in the paper.
To protect me
median,
or my family, especially my son.
The median price of a home in L.A. County is now about $500,000.
Who cares, okay? She's not talking about that. She's talking about the police.
And I'm talking about me being protected.
You being protected?
Yes,
if you
by police
know how,
officers.
Have you found a mobile home park that you like, or where are you going to be moving to?
And this attitude would be very frightening as a police officer, too, sir.
What did I do?
You are offending me. And
well, how am I offending you? I just said if you there's a good mobile home park in Glendora. I don't know what you want me to say.
I want you to say
what
that
do
you
mean?
Are going to, if you are going to ever, God forbid, be an LAPD officer, that you are going to be there to protect people.
That's exactly what I want
to
do, ma'am. I want to do that. You say you've got a little boy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, ma'am. I want to protect that little boy from a lot of nefarious people who may walk the streets of L.A. County or the city of Los Angeles, okay?
And if my son was dressed up as a vampire, he would not make it. You would kill him.
If he was holding a weapon and he intended to shoot me, yes, I would have to empty
no,
my...
No, but when you started, sir, you said if he was a vampire, you would shoot him.
I'm just simply saying that if your boy is running around with a gun in a vampire suit, in a vampire suit, yes,
would
I would.
You would shoot him.
If he had a gun, yes, I would.
Please, please, please
and
tell
I would,
me that the LAPD will not make you a police officer.
I will tell you, ma'am, that if your son ever gets into a vampire suit, I will empty my weapon into him.
And
I'll go home and I'll have a bowl of soup.
Wait.
If the kid ever wears a vampire suit, you'll empty your weapon into him?
Of course. And then I'll go home and have a bowl of chili. And I won't even matter. It won't make no difference. No. If he had a gun, yeah, then. I'm sorry, I forgot about it.
Please, Phil,
I forgot about
the
vampire
LAPD
suit.
Will not allow this.
All right, thank you, man. No, they'll never allow it to happen.
And if he had like the look of bloodlust, I'd run a stake into his heart, and I.
That's good too. How many guests do I got to hang up on this show? That's great. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show. And welcome back to our broadcast this evening. It's time now for another edition of Phil Henry's Fat Warnings. I know many of you guys listening generally read the personal ads in the Globe. A lot of you guys are looking for a wife, girlfriend. So naturally, you go directly to the Globe's personals to find that lucky lady. But how do you know she's not fat? By reading the ad and picking up on certain phrases and words, you too can be as adept as we are on the Phil Henry Show at identifying, yes, she might be nice, she might be sweet, she might be the apple of your eye, but she could be big. And I mean bigger than anything you've ever seen. Here's one here. This is from the Globe Personals. Single white female, 40, 5'2", brown hair and eyes, 145 pounds. What is ISO? In search of single white male, loves horses, music, long walks, cuddling, for love or friendship, or LTR. Okay, Craig, which was the phrase in there? You want me to read it again? Because I kind of laughed. Do you know the phrase? Loves horses. Right there, that tells you she's big. Bigger than big. Philippine-born Canadian, 59 years old. Philippine-born Canadian, 59 years old, 5'2", widow, enjoys traveling, cooking, loves music and dancing, seeks honest and caring gent for lasting friendship, any nationality. Which is the key phrase there to tell you that she's Philippine-born Canadian? Not only means fat, but big ass, too. You got it, brother. And from this file here, nothing ventured, nothing gained, Caucasian lady, 60-ish, medium-sized, non-smoker, non-drinker, healthy, humorous, honest, seeks male, similar traits. Photo first, letter, no inmates, answers all letters. Which phrase there tells you she's fat? Not the inmate one, no. Well, it was the first one. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. She's fat. There you go. All righty. Now we move on here. Single female, 18 years old, very outgoing and adventurous, loves music, and is exotic, spontaneous, positively opinionated. I saw Craig look up, you know, because there's certain words that'll immediately get you. She's a Gemini. She seeks a single male who is humorous and spontaneous, seeks for strong yet romantic relationship, which was the phrase there that told you she's fat. You glanced up right when you heard the word. You got it, the word we all know, exotic. That always means fat. What's wrong with you? Jesus. I think get your act together there, buddy. We three cats are looking for a single white male to keep our mother company. You must be over 70, a non-smoker, and financially secure. We will relocate. Well, you know the phrase as well as I do, and not only does it mean she's fat, she's also nuts. We three cats are looking for someone to keep the mommy thing. Holy boy. Holy boy. All right, well, that was last week's Globe. Moving along. This is Phil Henry's Fat Warnings. Secure, nice-looking, honest, with sense of humor, great personality, enjoys outdoors, animals, music, and dancing, seeking white male to 65 years of age, with similar interest, who can relocate. What's the phrase that says fat? Loves animals? No. Great personality. Here you go. This one you might get. Cute Filipina girl, 21, honest, chaste, nice figure, wants to find Caucasian man for a lifetime of happiness. No inmates, age open. What tells you she's fat? Cute Filipina. Career model, divorced H? What is it? Half-breed female? What does H mean? DHF 52, brown, huh? Oh, Hispanic. Career-minded DHF 52, brown, 5'6", 165 pounds, very independent mother of two, seeking business-minded gentleman, 50, plus white male. What's the fat phrase? Very independent mother of two. You knew that one. Got it, man. All right, now here's one that tells you that they are alcoholic. You know, sometimes they're fat and sometimes they're an alcoholic. Where's the phrase? WWF, what is that, World Wrestling Federation? Oh, wealthy white female, sorry. Attractive, active, 63, enjoys wide variety of interests, 5'3", 120 pounds, light drinker and smoker, likes to hear from an honest, sincere, healthy white gentleman. Well, the phrase light drinker, smoker, they are definitely alcoholic. They probably drink breakfast, lunch, and part of their dinner. Husband wanted this single white female, 25, heavy but reducing, is ready to settle down and start a family. Are you? Phone and photo, please. Heavy but reducing, I think, pretty much tipped that off. Thank you very much, Jeff. Welcome back to Phil Henry's Fat Warnings. Attractive Asian Catholic widow, no children, educated, faithful, caring, sense of humor, loving, own home, enjoys travel, music, dance, home life, easygoing, blah, blah, blah. You know what the fat tip-off was? Asian Catholic widow is not it, but own home is. Single Filipina, 26, college graduate, down-to-earth, sweet, loving, caring, and loyal, seeks secure single white gentleman, sincere, affectionate, and blah, blah, blah. What's the fat phrase? Down-to-earth. You got it. Good for you. All right. Get down to earth because she can't get off the ground. All right. Lonely widow, homeowner, no family, cares about lonely and unfortunate older people, would like to hear from lonely older gentlemen. Please write. No family. You're right. That's the fat phrase. The reason why she has no family, she ate them. All right. Correctional Institute, inmate, stunning, Southern Belle, 5'2", 120 pounds, blonde, half, alluring, green eyes, intelligent, personality plus. What's the fat phrase? You got it. Southern Belle. Craig nailed it. Yeah, Southern Belle means huge. Big and fat with the big hair, too. Okay, we have time for one more here. White, whatever the hell, WWF, 58 years old, 5'2", 160 pounds, hazel eyes, likes gardening, fishing, camping, bingo, small towns, have two small dogs, light smoker. Oh, that one screams out at you. The fat phrase there, the fat word is bingo. Yeah, she goes to bingo, man. So that rear end's been getting wider by the inch there every day. Well, that's it. That's Phil Henry's Fat Warnings. And remember, whenever you see words like lovable, sweet, educated, or bluegrass booty, it's time to run a forklift. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.